for BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Christian Nelson with your morning headlines for Friday, September 24th, 2021. Federal officials say the boyfriend of Gabby Petito, whose body was found at a national park in Wyoming after a cross-country trip with him, has been indicted for unauthorized use of a debit card. Thursday's announcement of an arrest warrant for Brian Laundrie came as searchers continued looking for him in Florida swampland. The federal grand jury indictment filed in U.S. District Court in Wyoming alleges Brian Laundrie made unauthorized withdrawals worth more than $1,000 during the period in which Petito went missing. Police in Florida said the search for Laundrie will resume today following a fifth unsuccessful day. A 13-year-old girl at Rigby Middle School has been arrested for having a firearm at school. It happened yesterday morning. The Rigby Middle School student was taken into custody by the school resource officer and no shots were fired. The student was found in the bathroom with the gun at around 9:15 yesterday morning. School continued as usual, but parents were allowed to come and pick their students up. This is the first incident at Rigby Middle School following the shooting in May of this year where two students and a custodian were shot. No further details have been reported at this time. This August was the fourth busiest August ever recorded for Grand Teton National Park. According to a media release from the park, a little less than 700,000 recreation visits happened in the park this August. Some areas of the park were used a bit more than others. Compared to the August of 2019, use of campgrounds was up by 13%, with trail use up by 20%. Park officials remind visitors to plan ahead, recreate responsibly, and to do their part to preserve the park's landscape for future visitors. Find the best tips for visiting Grand Teton National Park by going to the park's Plan Your Visit webpage at nps.gov. These have been your morning headlines for Friday, September 24th, 2021. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.